Okay, today's daf is Shabbos. Shabbos daf Ches. Okay, and two notes. One, as you hear in the introduction to the daf, if anybody's interested in sponsoring any of the dafim, days, weeks, or months, feel free to contact the OU website and feel free to participate. Number two, if one feels that hotza'ah is, when is this going to change topics? Even though it's wonderful, we have one more blot. Daf Tes already is the second mission in the Masechta, and then we get back onto totally different topics. So we have another blot and a half, two issues of Hotza'ah before we take a break, and we get back to it later in the Masechta. So for today, though, we continue issues of Hotza'ah and Akira Vahanacha as we get into Zayin Amud Beis, the two dots. Gufa, Amar Rav Chisda. What we had before. Remember, the backdrop of all of these dafim is the is the Gemara, the Brice that we had on Daf Vav, with the four Rishuyos, and what we've been talking about until then, since then, have been details of the four Rishuyos and different types of permutations of cases. So says the Gemara Gufa, Amar Rav Chisda, Na'at Kana Berishus Hayachid Vizarek V'Nachal Gabav. If somebody sticks a reed into the Rishus Hayachid, and he throws something and it lands on top of it, Afilu, even if it's 100 Amas up Chayiv, he's Chayiv, Ebnesha Rishus Hayachid Ola Al Rakia, because the Rishus Hayachid goes all the way up to the heavens. As we had yesterday, the Chiluk, Rishus Hayachid only goes up, Rishus Hayachid goes all the way up to the heavens. Rishus Arabim only goes up to 10 Amos. Carmelis have the coolest of both. The Karmelis has the Kula of Rishus HaYachid, in that it has to be at least 4 Amos, 4x4 width, if not, it's a Malka B'tur, and it has the Kula of Rishus HaRabim, that it only goes up till 10 Amos. Above the airspace above 10 Tfachim. The airspace above that in a Karmelis is also a Malka B'tur. So the Karmelis has both Kulas. But Rishus HaYachid itself, it goes all the way up. So therefore, if somebody throws something from Rishus HaRabim and it lands all the way up in Rishus HaYachid, you're still going to be chayiv, because that is Ola Al Rakia. So Lamer Rav Chisda Dama Karebi. Does Rav Chisda hold like Rebbe? Because it says you stuck a reed into the ground and it landed on top. Does it hold like Rebbe? Which Rebbe? We had Rebbe already. Remember the Gemara's back on Daf Dalet, where we were trying to find the opinion, who is the author of our Mishnah, who might hold that Hanacha does not require a Makam Dalet Al Dalet. We had a whole blot related to, is there an opinion out there? And we ended up, the Maskana said, well, it's no Raya, because we're talking about somebody caught it. And a person's hand has the Chashivus of Dalet Al Daven. We use the principle of Achshavei. Once I'm holding something, so you're right, that's not a Makom of Dalet Al Daven, but it's Chashiv enough. That was the Maskana that we had there on Daf Hey. But here, we along the way there, we quoted the Shita of Rebbe. So the Gemara now was trying to link Rav Chisda with Rebbe. So is Rav Chisda the Amora like Rebbe's opinion, the Tanya, who said in the Braisa, Zarek v'nachal gabi ziz, if somebody throws something and it lands on a windowsill, a little sill up in Rishus HaYachid, which is less than Dalet Al Dalet, Rebbe Mechayev HaChacham and Potrim. Right, so isn't it true that sounds like Rav Chisda is like the Shita of Rebbe? So the Gemara says, no, we will go with our Girsa. Rashi quotes two Girsos in the Gemara. The second one is the one that we have, so we'll go with that one. Amar Abaya, Berishus HaYachid, Tukuli Amalo Pligi Kid Rav Chisda. In Rishus HaYachid, if it's a regular case of Rishus HaYachid, you're right. Everybody agrees to Rav Chisda, you wouldn't believe, meaning under the Rebbe and the Rabbanim would both agree, that's not what Rebbe and the Rabbanim are talking about, a regular case. Because everybody would agree with Rishus HaYachid that you don't need a makam of Dalet Al Dalet. But here we're talking about a separate type of case. Be'ilan ha'omeid b'Rishus HaYachid, v'nofo notel Rishus HaRabim. The case is, there's a tree in a private Rishus. There's a tree whose branches branch out into the street. V'zarak v'nachanofo. And you threw something, and it landed on the branches. So now it is the Shilohs. Comes up in various places in Shas. What status do branches have? Are branches just outgrowths and offshoots of the tree? And the tree determines, the trunk of the tree determines, or not? Rebbe Savar, that's the case under discussion here. That Rebbe is Mechayiv. Why does Rebbe say Chayiv in this case? The Ziz here really meant the branches. Rebbe Savar Amrinan Shadi Nofo Basri Karo. Rebbe says, well, the branches do not have an independent existence. They go after the Ikar. And if you throw something in the street and it lands on the branches, it's as if you threw something that landed in Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, you're going to be Chayiv. The Rabbanan Sabri Lormin and Shadi Nof Obasu Yikara. The Rabbanan say, no, you don't throw the Nof, literally. You don't say that the branches go after the Yikar, and therefore, if it landed on the branches, which are in the street, so it's still in the street, you might be chai for Dalal Abbas and Rishaz Arabim, but you're not going to be chai for Hotzah, because the branches have their own independent existence. Right? This topic comes up in various places. Meseches Makos, if you remember, the Gemara talks about if a murderer b'shogeg jumps into branches that are hanging outside of an ir miklat, is he safe? Does that protect him? Right? If somebody eats meiser sheni fruit in a tree that's hanging outside of Yerushalayim, is that okay? Does he violate the isser of eating fruit outside of Yerushalayim? Right? So all of these, whenever you have a border issue, the Gemara in various times asks, what about the tree?
Here it's an issue of dalad dalad, right?
So we have no. So that was the havamina. The havamina is that an issue of dalad dalad? So the maskana, again, there's 2 days in the Gemara, 2 days in Rashi about the gears of the Gemara, whether they're arguing about dalad dalad. The day that we didn't do holds that they're arguing about dalad dalad. That was the pashas. But according to the gears that we have here, they're arguing about something else. The Gemara earlier tried to bring this as a raya that Rebbe holds that you don't need a makom dalad dalad. We tried to bring that as a right. Yes, enough dalad on my base. We tried to bring that as a right, but
yes,
the Gemara.
But then we said that Ubasari Karo meant that since the trunk has dalad dalad, so then the nofo also.
Right. So according to this girsa, though, if you look in Rashi here, they're not arguing about dalad dalad in this suggestion. Okay. So that is the finish. You got that case. Now we continue. Amar Abaya. Abaya brings up another case. Another details of Hotzah and Zrika and Hoshata. Zorak kaveres l'rishus harabim. What's a kaveres? Literally, a kaveres is a beehive. But it means here is a barrel that's shaped like a beehive. So he shows a large item. So what's going to be the issue here? The issue is, if it's very large, there's going to be a reason why one should not be chayev for throwing it. We'll see why. Let's read it first. Zarak kaveres l'rishus harabim gvo hayud ve'ena rechava vav. If it's 10 tvachim high, this barrel, but it's not 6 tvachim wide. It's not 6 tvachim wide. We'll see why that's a crucial number in a minute. Chayiv. So then you're chayiv. Why? So, different pshatim. We'll go with Rashi and Tosas. First Rashi. Rashi says, you're only chayiv for throwing kalim, for throwing items. You're not chayiv for throwing rishuyos. If you throw a rishus, that's not dumi de Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they threw objects. They threw kalim, maybe even food, but they didn't throw a rishus ayachid. They didn't throw a rishus. You only threw kalim. Says Rashi, if the barrel is less than 6 tvachim wide, then this is still called a barrel. No problem. That's why you're going to be chayef for throwing it. Rechavavav, putter. But if it is 6 tvachim wide, putter. It is putter. Why? Because Rashi says then it is its own rishus. Why 6? A barrel is round. How do you get a rishus of 4x4, a square rishus, a square of 4x4 tefachim? What size circle do you need to fit that into? So now we're getting into pi discussions, like the Gemara talks about in Maseches Sukkah. So Rashi says here it is the aluchson, right, the diagonal of a square, which is, you need the way that you figure that out and fit the square into the circle is, you have to do it 5.6. The 5.6, if its diameter if it's a 5.6, then it could fit a 4 tefach square inside of it. Basically, you do 4 times 1.4 equals 5.6, which round off to 6. Gemara rounds off to 6, even though it's really 5.6. Again, 4 times 1.4 equals 5.6. That's the real number, the size of the circumference of the circle that you would need. The Gemara calls it 6, but that's basically just rounded off. So, again, Rashi says, if the barrel is 6 tvachim wide, so then it's basically called a rishus, because it's as if you have 10 tvachim high and dalad al dalad. But dalad al dalad for a circle is 6. 5.6, which is rounded off to 6. So that's Rashi's view of the Gemara. If you throw a large barrel, if you throw a smaller barrel, you're going to be chayav daraisa. If you throw a little bit larger barrel, you're potter. You're potter because we don't have a source in the Torah for throwing rishuyos. That is Shitas Rashi. Right, we see Rashi says in the on the first few skinny lines. Gavoa yud klomar afilu gavoa yud. Emeina rechava vav beemsa isa chayiv. Diakati chifetz ba'almahu. Ve'ena reshus la'atzma. It's still an object. It's not a reshus. You're not going to be chayiv for throwing reshuyo. Skip to the next Rashi. Rechava vav pater. Tehavi reshus la'atzma. It is its own reshus. The anan mi mishkan gamrinan. And we learn from the mishkan, like we have later on, adaf memtes. All the malachas are learned from the mishkan. Shahayu zorkin machteyem bimalachton. Zelazeh. They used to throw their needles to each other. Carefully. Velo, hayu zorkin reshuyos. They wouldn't throw reshuyos. That is shitas Rashi, why there is a ptur. Good. The question that Bali Tosfos and other Rishonim ask on Rashi, we'll see in a minute, because they do not accept Rashi Pshat, but let's continue the Gemara for a minute, and then we'll come back to Tosfos Pshat. So that's Abaya. Abaya says if it's six tefachim wide, so then you're going to be Pater. Rava Amar, afilu eino rechava vav Pater. Rava says, no, even if it's less than six Pater, why? My taima, I efshar lekromio shalkana shelo ya'alu lamala me'asara. Rava says the entire item that you throw has to be within 10 tefachim from the ground. Anything above that is in makom patur. So a basket, which is probably made out of reeds, have the points sticking up. It wasn't a perfect basket. They had points sticking up. And if it's a 10 tefach basket, the edges are going to be above 10 tefachim. Says Rava, if part of the object that you threw is in a makom patur, you're patur for the whole item. That's Rava's Chiddush. So here, again, we're talking about Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim, we said yesterday, ends at 10 tefachim from the ground, which is not so high. Remember, 10 tefachim, I don't know, 32 inches, 33 inches, not so high. So if you throw an item, says Rava, that part of it is going to end up above 10 tefachim of the ground, from the ground, you are going to be putters. That is all case number one. Good. So that is all Rashi's way of understanding. If you look at Tosfos, if you look in the Ritva, they have a different svara. They don't like Rashi Pshat, but why is it? So look at Tosfos, Rechava Shisha Pater, the second one. Shahakaveres, why are you going to be Pater if it's six tefachim wide? Because it's its own Rishus, and therefore what? Not, you don't have a limud from the Mishkan. You know why? Because you threw it from Rishus HaYachid into? It's its own Rishus HaYachid. So it never went into Rishus HaRabim. It's his own Rishus, and therefore it didn't land in a different Rishus. What, you could have one Rishus land in another Rishus? That's what Tosfos in the Ritva says. Shakaveres atzma na'asis Rishus HaYachid, kishet tanuach, vavi kizorek, me Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, derech Rishus HaRabim, the Pater. Wherever it lands, it's going to be considered Rishus HaYachid. That is Tosfos' pshat, and the Ritva also says it. I'll read it to you. He quotes Rashi, and he doesn't like Rashi because if you look, the Rashi's Gemara, the Gilgamesh also points out this problem in Rashi. That Gemara later on, that Rashi's quoting that they only threw their needles, that is only a Havamina, Zorek, Oshato, without getting into the problem. But the Ritva says, Anachon, She'en atam elamishim tekol shehu rishus hayachid, kishenach birishus atzma hunach, v'lo chashiva hanacha birishus harabim. So is the issue the throwing the item versus the Rishus, or is it wherever it's going to land? That is an important machlokas. Important machlokas. Okay. Vaita, we continue. Oh, the Rishashis is Meir here. Didn't they carry Kalim in the Mishkan? They were pretty big Kalim. They were larger than 6x4. Right? The Mizbeach, the Aron, was the Amma by an Amma by, right? I'm saying each Amma is 6 Tvachim. So, some of the Kalim, even out of...
Did they coin throw the animals?
What? Did they coin throw the animals? So that's a good question. I don't know if we mentioned that. Way back in the beginning of Masechta. When we say we learn it out from the Mishkan, do we learn it out from the daily avoda of the Mishkan? Or the building of the Mishkan? Rav Rishonim hold that we learn it out from the building of the Mishkan. Rav Haigon, so Rashi later on, I think on the Psalmic base, that Rav Haigon says you learn it out from the daily avoda. But most Rishonim, Rashi says that you learn it out from the malachas that they did in building of the Mishkan. I don't know if they threw any animals in the building of the Mishkan. But either way, the Rishash asks, what about the big Kalim? So the answer is that it must be that maybe there's a difference between Zorik and Ma'avir. Here we're talking about Zorik. By Ma'avir, carrying, they didn't throw the Kalim. So maybe there's a difference between those two. Okay, so we have this, we have the din of Abaya and Rava about the Kaveris, about the barrel. Kafa continues the discussion. Kafa al-piha. What if you threw it upside down? Kafa al-piha. Shiva umashahu chayiv. then you would only be chayiv if it's just above, at most. At most, just above 7 tefachim high. But shiva umechza pater, once it's more than that, 7.5 tefachim high, pater, you're going to be pater. Why? So Rashi says, because, we just finished Sukkis, the principle of lovewood, the principle of once something is within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's as if it's on the ground. So, when you throw this barrel, when it's upside down, and now you could use the, when it's right side up, there's no airspace there. But when it's upside down, now there's airspace that you could be using. So if the barrel is upside down, this you throw it. The second it gets to the stop time, when in the air, it gets to 3 tefachim from the ground. At that moment, it's as if it's on the ground already, because of the principle of lovewood. So if it's 7 tefachim high, so it's as if it's on the ground, it's all within Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be chayif. But if it's a more, if it's 8 tefachim high, so at the moment that it's 3 tefachim from the ground, stop time. It's as if it's on the ground. But there's still a tefach of it that's in Malkum Patur. So that's why you're going to be Pater. Earlier, that we had a Machlokas. Rava said, even the little pieces of reeds sticking up, you're going to be Pater for. Abaye didn't care about those little reeds. It's just little pieces sticking up. I don't care about those little things. They're not Chashif. But here, it's the whole barrel that's above the 10 tefachim limit. So therefore, if it's upside down, it can only be 7 tefachim high, or a drop more. But more than that, you are going to be putter because of the principle of lovewood. Okay. No, even without klut kamishon chadami. Klut kamishon chadami is even above 3 tefachim. This is lovewood. Everybody agrees to lovewood. Lovewood is within 3 tefachim. Klut kamishon huncha, as we had earlier, Rabbi Akiva, is even above 3 tefachim. So you're about 3 tefachim. It's as if it's resting. But here, Lovett says, within 3 tefachim, it's as if it's on the ground.
But if you don't say Shlishal Hukha, you have to wait until it gets down. By the time it gets down, it's not...
You have to wait till it gets down, or it's already considered down at this moment?
It's only considered down if it's
Kamisha. Okay, so, I mean, there are a couple of principles that you could talk about. Sofa Lanua Kamisha Hunach Dami. The Ripa is going to bring in one other principle, but let's continue for a minute, and then we'll get the Rashi. Ravashi Amar? No, Filushivu Mechsachayev. Ravashi says, no, even if it's taller, you're going to be chayiv. Why? My taima mechitzos litochan asuyos. The mechitzos are not made to be walls. They're just made to hold what's in it. And therefore, you would not apply lovewood in that circumstance. You only apply lovewood, says Ravashi, in a case where you have walls that you're planning to use to hold something up. But these walls of the barrel only used for something that's in it, and therefore you would not apply love. That is Rav Ashi's principle. Good. Your question that you just asked, if you look in Rashi says, if it's in the first day, Avol Gavoa Zayinu Mechza, if you look at that line, if you look about 10 or 12 wide lines, 10 or 12 wide on Rashi, ubelow kafa lekalamem or lovewood. If it was not turned over, you don't say lovewood. Delo amrinan lovewood ela b'mechitzos. You only say lovewood when you're talking about mechitzos. And if it's straight up, there are no mechitzos. It's just full. V'ha milsa bein labaya bein larava. Dabaya nami modet binan hanachal kuli b'shaz ramel. Labaya lo chashak chromas. That's what we said earlier. Abaya doesn't worry about the little reeds sticking up. But Rashi already says, and Rav Ashi said it explicitly in the arguing, that lovewood is only said by mechitzos. Rav Ashi Wise in the Sefer on Masechta Shabbos wonders about this, because he says you find lovewood elsewhere. You find lovewood, but we had lovewood. What happened if your schach does not reach your wall? You have a little space. So that's okay, and you're talking about the schach there. That's not a mechitza. We have lovewood by other context. We have lovewood by kinyanim. If something's within 3 tefachim, it's considered lovewood. You can't be konei. It's as if it's on the ground. So what's Rashi and the Gemara talking about? You only have lovewood by mechitzos? So says Rav Asher Weiss, a very important ha'ara. Two types of lovewood. There are two types of lovewood we have in halacha. V'nira bazeh. The yesh shnei dinim yesh b'chol ikar din lovewood. Yesh lovewood shel bitul v'shlila. There's a lovewood of non-existence. She yesod hagdaraso da'avir pachos migibol tvachim eino chashiv makom. First type of lovewood is, if you have airspace of 3 tefachim, you don't have to worry about it, as if it's not there. Ve'eino chotzei sumafrid. It's not chotzei, it doesn't separate. You have airspace between your schach and the walls, don't worry about it. It's as if it's not there. O koveya makom la'atzmo, ela batel hu l'masavavo. That's number one. All number one, it's negating the airspace that you have. Umishneyu, the second type of love it is, you're allowed to extend. You're allowed to extend what you have. By love it of the schach, you don't have to extend. You can have airspace, but it's not significant. Right? You're allowed to have airspace between your walls and the schach. It's not significant airspace. Right? You're even allowed to have pasul schach, dalet amos, dofen akuma. So one type of love it is insignificant airspace. The other type of love it is extending what you have. Right? If you have walls hanging down from your sukkah that are within three tefachim of the ground. So what is that? So that's not, oh, don't worry about it. What do you mean? You have space underneath your sukkah. No, that's a love it of extending the wall. It's as if the walls are extended. Umishneo din love it shall hosafa v'shirbuv mechitzos. The tokim utvachim ish lurus as a mechitzos kilu nishtarbuv v'dis archu. What does Rashi mean? What does the Gemara mean that you only have love it by mechitzos? That's by the love it of extension. Not by the love it of bittel. The love it of, you know, don't worry about the airspace. That's how you have to answer that. Because there are cases of love it that don't apply to mechitzos. So you have to say there are two types of love it, and he goes through a number of examples where this comes up. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara Amar Ula, two dots. Amud Tisha Bereshis Harabim. V'rabim Mechatvin Alav. Let's say you have a pole in the street, 9 tefachim high. And people use it to put their knapsacks on. People use it to, you know, adjust their bags. Vizark v'nachal gabav chayiv. And you threw something and it landed on it, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because that is considered Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says here explicitly, this is a 2 days in Tosas, but Rashi says here, even if it's not Dalet al Dalet. It's not Dalet al Dalet. You have this pole. But because it's so comfortable for the people of the street to use, it's the perfect height. 9 tefachim off the ground, it's the perfect height. So it's considered the street. And it's considered Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you are going to be chayiv. The Rashi's lashon here is Achshavei, like we had earlier, the principle that tells me even if something normally should not measure up to a standard in halacha, if I want to give it that significance, it could have that standard. What's called Achshavei, like we had earlier, crumbs on Pesach. It's not a kezias. Why should I be chayav for Bal Yerba Masi for crumbs? If I'm machshav those crumbs, look at that crumb of a donut. The second that I think that, I violate, because I was machshiv those crumbs. Says the Rashba right here. The second that I, because the, important lashon, says, v'tamili, he asked the question, d'boy hanachal gami makam dalad. Why should he be chayef for putting your knapsack on this pole? V'yesh lomar, d'kiva d'mishum d'machasvi bay, mashvi le'rishus harabim. Since you put your knapsack on it, you are mashve. You created and you say it's rishus harabim. V'derech ha'makasvin l'kasef, afal b'shem barba. L'fisha ein manichim sham, mishayim masa'am ela nismachim bo. He says similar to your hands. It says similar to your hands. Your hands are makam dalad dalad. Consider that. Because you're mashve your hands, you catch something. That's a significant reshus. So do here. So if you think about it, right, so would this apply to a fire hydrant? Fire hydrant, people don't put things on. So that's not going to be an reshus harabim. Who put things on fire hydrants? Right, but let's say, haven't seen one in a couple of years, but let's say you have those boxes that have newspapers that you can open it up and take a newspaper out of. That's very comfortable to put something on. That's a perfect height. People probably at corners adjust their bags on that, so maybe that could be called the Rishus HaRabim. Because that's a perfect height. That might be dalal dalal anyway. I don't know how it might be dalal, but even if it wasn't dalal dalal, you say you could come up with a different item. The top of a meter. Top of a meter is not going to be a Rishus HaRabim. Because who puts things on top of a meter? Nobody does that. That's already taller than 10 tefachim. But either way, every item in the street, one has to determine, is this a makam tur, is this a Rishus HaRabim? L'may nafkamina, the big nafkamina, like we always say, if you're walking in the street and you realize, oh my goodness, I have something in my pocket. The best thing to do is to somehow get it onto that makam tur. Right, if one can. But otherwise, also just to know, in terms of halacha, what exactly is each one called. By the way, the Ravid argues on this. The Ravid says, Beferish here, we're talking about a makam dalad al dalad. He doesn't believe in this whole principle of Achshavei. The Ravid quoted right here in the Rashba. The Ravid pirish dafka barach of dalad. V'dafka shemakasvin alav. And by the way, it's only an item that people actually use, not an item that people could use. item that is actually used. That's an important ha'ara. That is the din of ula. If you have something that is in the street that is always used by the passerbyers, so you are going to be chayiv. Let's just read the next line, then I'll take your question. My taima, why? Why dafka 9? Pachos bishlosha midras darsi le'rabim. If it's less than 3 tefachim from the ground, the people just trample on that. So that's not considered a usage. That's the street. Between 3 and 9, it's not such a comfortable height. Tisha vadi makasvi nilave, but 9 they definitely use. Yeah.
What about more than 10?
More than 10 is a if it's less than dalal dalid, it's a makom tur. If it's dalal dalid, then it could be rishus ha yachid. It depends if you would say. Right, good asik with the edges of the walls. If it's above 10, so then there's no, remember we said there's no Rosh Hashanah above 10.
Right.
If there's Rosh Hashanah above 10, so it's either going to be a mock-up tour or a caramelist or Rosh Hashanah.
That's even if, like you said, people utilize it.
In Lachori, even if people utilize it, you can't have Rosh Hashanah above 10 tefachim. Right, that's the rule. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef, guma mai.
Wouldn't say levit though.
What?
Wouldn't say levit though, it's very close.
Within 3 tefachim. If it's under 3,
you're 9 tefachim high now.
If it's not, well, love it is only within 3 tefachim of. What would you say, love would to 10 tefachim? I don't think you say that. See, love would to the actual what you need to a wall to the ground. I don't think you'd say love it here. Then all shiurim would fall to the ground, right? I need a 3 tefach lulav. Oh, if I have a 2, I have a 1 tefach lulav. It's love it. You can't have love it to create items to create in that case. So this rule of 9 tefachim up works for exactly what I just said, up. What about down? What if you have a 9 tefach ditch? Is that also comfortable for people to use to put things in? If it's a shorter ditch, only 4 tefachim, that's what we're talking about. Or if it's deeper, then it might be a rishus hayachid, depending how wide it is. But what about guma mai? What about that case? If it's 9 tefachim deep. So what do we say there? So, Amar Lei V'chein Baguma. So, first opinion is, yes, V'chein Baguma, the same rules apply. Rava Amar No, Baguma Lo, my time, why? Because it's much harder to use. Tashmish, Aydei Atchak, Lo Shmei Tashmish. Usage with difficulty is not called usage. And therefore, it would not be a Rishus HaRabim, that would be rather a Carmelis. It would be a Carmelis, it wouldn't be a Rosh Hashanah. Continuing, Eser of Ada Bar Masna LaRava Haisa Kupas Umunachas Rosh Hashanah. If you have a box that's in Rosh Hashanah, Gavoa Asar Barachava Dalid 10x4, you have a box which basically has the measurements of Rosh Hashanah Yachin, 10 high and 4 tefachim wide. Ein metaltalin lo misocha l'rishus harabim v'lo b'rishus harabim l'socha. Right, as the status of rishus yachid, you can't go from it to rishus harabim or vice versa. Pachos mikain metaltalin. But if it's less than that, you can. If it's less than that, you can be metaltel. Rashi, fifth to last line. Pachos mikain obagova obarocha metaltalin. Right, you're allowed to. V'chein baguma, continues the Gemara. Same thing applies by Aguma. One second. What is that line V'chein Baguma referring to? My lava seifa. Isn't that referring to the seifa, the last line, which says less than that you can be metaltel in it, meaning it's like Alma, Rashi says second to last line, Rishus Rabim Chashivle. V'ukba b'amok tes, the mishtam shim boksas. Right? It goes even, it says V'chein Baguma, even if it's 9, so it sounds like you would treat it the same way. For 9 up and 9 below. So it is a Kash Raya 2, the first opinion in Akasha on Rava, answers the Gemara. Lo Aresha. What's that referring to? The case of that it is, it's not referring to the second line of Pachos Mikan. It's referring to the first line. If you have 10 tefach deep, so then it would be Abrishus Ayachin. Vaiter continuing. Esve. Continuing discussing the issue. What's the issue? The Yesod issue is, usage with difficulty, is that called usage? That's the machlokas between the two deis here. The lumdis that we're trying to figure out. So, niskavim, lishbos, berushas, arabim, vidis, veiniach, eruvo, babar. So, we get into the sugya of Erev Tchumin. By the way, if you see, Tesamah Aleph on the bottom, there's a 2 dots there. That's the end of the Hutzah sugyas. Tesamah Beis on top starts the next Mishnah. So, just in case you're a little itchy. Niskavim, lishbos. But what do we have here? Get it, Erev Tchumin. We know the principle of Erev Tchumin. First time it comes up in this Besechta. I am allowed to walk outside of my city on Shabbos 2,000 amos. 2,000 Alamos outside of wherever the residence stops. What if I want to extend my residence? So I'm allowed to be meniach in Erev Truman, put it outside my city, and as we know, we could get 2,000 Alamos from that makom, that point, wherever I put my matzahs, that is my makom shvisa on Shabbos. I could get 2,000 Alamos from that point, but then I lose it the other side, right? Where, let's say I go 1,000 Alamos to the east, put it, so I only have 1,000 Alamos to the west. Either way, that is my makom shvisa. The halacha is that your Erev Tchum has to be in the same rishus that you are. You have to be able to eat it. It has to be in the same rishus. So says the Brisa. Niskabin lishbos b'rishus rabim. If I want to have the makom shvisa in a certain spot in the street, so I could go to the next city on Shabbos, and there's a ditch right at that spot, and I put the Erev in the ditch. V'hiniach Eruvo babor. I put it into the bor, or into the ditch. We'll get back to Erev Truman issue soon. L'mala miyutvachim. If I put it in the ditch above 10 tvachim, Eruvo Erev, then it's a good Erev. I don't know what that means yet. What does it mean above 10 tvachim? L'mata miyutvachim in Eruv Erev. If it's under 10 tvachim, it's not a good Erev. So Eichi Dami, what exactly does that mean? What does it mean that it's above or below 10 tvachim? Are we talking about a pit that is at least 10 tvachim deep? Ulamala, what does it mean above? Above 10 tvachim, it's a good Erev. What does that mean? Didaloi v'osve. Meaning, it's with it, you put it above 10 tvachim from the floor of the ditch. Is that what we're talking about? Above 10 tvachim? And it's very close to the rim of the ditch. Ulamata. And what does that under 10 tvachim mean? Ditatoi v'osve. That it's under 10 tvachim. Well, within 10 tvachim of the bottom of the ditch, so then mali lamala mali lamata. So what the issue of lamala lamata? Hu b'makam echad ve'eruv b'makam acheru. So of course it's ein eruv ve'eruv because your eruv is in rishus hayachid, right? So of course ein eruv doesn't work. So elalav, what must we? That wouldn't be the chiddush of the Mishnah. So elalav, the brisa, elalav bar deles be'asara. We must be talking about a bar that is not 10 tvachim deep. That's what it means, lamata miyud. Vikatani, eruvo, eruv. Lamala miyud tvachim means it's above 10, and lamata miyud means it's under 10, and it sends eruvo, eruv. Right, so doesn't that mean, Rashi explains it, right, elolav, see Rashi, right across from where we are, a little under, hai lamala miyud diktani viborda les be'asara. Lamala miyud means it's less than 10 tefah. What does that mean? V'hachi kamar. Im karka iso shal bar lamata miyud. If the bottom of the ditch is under 10 tefachim. Tahave abor chalolo yud. What does that mean? That the bar has an airspace of 10. And it's a rishos hayachid. The floor is under 10, meaning it's a 10 tefach ditch. So then eruvo is not a good eruv because it's in a rishos hayachid. But if it's lamala miyud, what lamala miyud means, the ditch is not 10 tefachim deep. Maybe it's 9 tefachim deep, then it's a good eruv. It's a good Erev. So your challah, your matzahs, are 9 tefachim into the ground. It's a good Erev. Meaning, tashmish, idea tchak, shma tashmish. It's considered you and your Erev in the same rishus. Alma, tashmish, idea tchak, shma tashmish. Back to the Gemara. So isn't that a raya to the fact that 9 tefachim deep would work and it's vachim laguma? Let's just continue in the middle of the sentence and then hopefully we'll talk about Erev Tchum in a little bit. Via matzah, says the Gemara, no. No raya. Zimni mishani le huve eruva b'karmelis. Maybe the whole case is that you're in a karmelis. So there's no raya of tashmish for somebody in rishos harabim. V'yamai karmel le rishos harabim l'fishe in rishos hayachid. Okay, we've given that answer before. Maybe when it says you're standing in rishos harabim, it doesn't mean that. It means you're standing in a karmelis. So there's no issue of tashmish for a person in a karmelis. That's not what we're trying to figure out. The zibni mishani le, or the other answer could be who birishas arabim the eruv of a karmelis. He's in rishas arabim, but the eruv is still considered a karmelis. It's not considered rishas arabim. It's not considered, you know, exactly the same rishus, but it doesn't have to be. Why? Because what's the crucial moment to figure out whether you have usage for your eruv? Bein hashmashos, when Shabbos starts, and we have a halacha at bein hashmashos, isurei drabanan are limited. V'rebihi da amar kal davar shehumi shum shvus lo gazru ala bein hashmashos. Everything that is asur midrabanan mishum shvus, they were not gozer on bein hashmashos. Stop there for a minute. So we have two answers to get out of the raya of tashmish edei adchak shma tashmish. Good. Erev Truman. Is it a mitzvah to put an Erev Truman? Is it a mitzvah? It's not a chiyuv. Right? None of us put an Erev Truman. We're all in the city. We don't do it. You're allowed to if you want to extend the rishus. Do you make a bracha when you said an Erev Tchum? It's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Raavad. Machlokas, whether you make a bracha when you put an Erev Tchum. The Rambam says, Kishem, the end of Perek Vav in Hilchas Erevin. Kishem Shem Mevarchen al Eruvei Chatzeros, Vishitufei Mavos, Kach Mevarchen al Eruvei Tchumin. The Rambam Shita. You make a bracha al Mitzvah Erev. I like to ask a trivia question. You know, tell me a bracha that you can only make on a Wednesday or Thursday. What's a bracha that you can only make on a Wednesday or Thursday? So it's a good trivia question, but it's not really a perfect trivia question. The answer is Erev Tavshilin. You can only make a bracha on a Wednesday. But really, it's not a good question, because the same bracha is al mitzvahs Erev. It's the same bracha on Erev Tchumen, which you make on a Friday. Right? But either way, the only mitzvah that you could do with a bracha on a Wednesday or Thursday. You got no idea formulate. But either way, the Rambam says you make a bracha on Erev Tchumen. It says the Raavad, what are you talking about? The Heichad Sivanu la'Erev Tchumen. I don't know of such a mitzvah. Erev Chatzeris, what? Chazal told us to make Erev Chatzeris. But Erev Tchumen? There's no such mitzvah. So it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raavad. What's the lumdus of the Rambam? So this has come up various times in the past. Rav Soloveitchik says, Rav Shechter quotes this in Eretz HaTzvi, there are two types of birchas hamitzvos. There's a birchas hamitzvah on a maisa hamitzvah, on the act of doing a mitzvah, before I blow shofar and shake a lulav, and brachas on a maisa hamitzvah, there's a rove, but there's also what the Rav called a bracha on a chalos hamitzvah. As a recognition that there is a certain status that is achieved when I do a mitzvah, I make a bracha. Right? There's bris mila. There are two brachas. Bracha of al hamila, that the Mo'al says, and there's the bracha of lachniso. So lachniso might be a bracha of shelach v'hodah, but it's done mamish at the time of the mila. So Shalveshik thought, no, that's a bracha on the chalos mila. The kid is now a mohol. The eight-day-old baby is now a full Jew. So as a recognition that there is that status, I make a bracha on the chalos that is achieved by the mitzvah. By a wedding, right? V'tzivanu, we don't make, right? By a wedding, you don't say, v'tzivanu, l'kadesh ha'isha. Even if assuming it's a mitzvah, the Rambam doesn't say that bracha. But we say this whole fancy bracha, v'tzivanu, l'ara, yos, v'aslan, zarusos. Why? Suggests a Rav Soloveitchik, because that's a bracha on a chalos. There is the status of eishes ish that is achieved. Maybe the bracha of al ha'tevila. There's a status of tavol. The bracha of ala shchita. Is shchita mitzvah or not machlokas? But you have a heter. You have a status of heter. So maybe, says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's the Rambam of Erev Tchumen as well. Erev Tchumen is that you've achieved a new makom shvisa in your existence, and therefore, says the Rambam, that's why you would require a bracha. So, machlokas Rambam Raavad, whether there's a bracha on Erev Tchumen, the Raavad got all excited, there's no mitzvah, you're right. It's not a chiyuv to do an Erev Tchumen, but if you do, you have achieved a new status for your existence on Shabbos, and whenever a new status is achieved, so that's why you have to make a bracha. By the way, Kiddush might also be that type of bracha. It's a mitzvah, Zachos Yom Shabbos Akacho, but it's a recognition that Shabbos is a new status in the world. Number one. The other point to mention here is the Shita of Rebbe. What does it say here? Kol davar shu mishum shvus, lo gazru ala ben hashmashas. Derabbanan don't apply ben hashmashas. All the Rishonim here ask from the Mishnah we see every Friday night, the Baal Malikin. The Mishnah later on, if you want to look, on Daf Lamed Daled, the Mishnah says that you can't just do a Derabbanan by ben hashmashas. What, even after the 18 minutes? Oh, it's only Derabbanan, I'm allowed to do it. You can't do that. You're allowed to do averis that are suffic, right? You have Dmai. You ought to be ma'aser d'mai during ben hashmashas. You can't be ma'aser v'adai. Right, what did the Mishnah say? Savek hashecha. Savek ene hashecha. You're not allowed to do any surim. Ma'aser es ha'dmai, ma'arbne v'tomen es ha'chamen. You ought to do sveikos. So the Rishonim say, yesh v'yesh. We don't just say all the rabbanas are knocked out. Amir la'akum. You're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do a malach of you during ben hashmashas. That you're allowed to do. So it's not a full... heter, that all drabbanans are mutter during ben hashmashas. That's not true. Right? There are some yes, and there are some no. Rav Shechter, in that same, in Eretz HaTzvi, also, Siman Vav, in a larger discussion, talks about maybe there's a difference between what he calls gzeros drabbanan and malachos drabbanan. Rabbanan create a lot of different laws. Some of them are gzeros atu. Don't do A because you might come to do B. And other times, they just create an area of halacha. You're not allowed to do this. Not dafka because it's a gzera. For example, we're going to get to in the third parak. The third parak is everything you want to know about Bishul B'Shabbos. Right? Bishul, parakira. So we know there are two Isurei Drabbanans, Shehiyah and Hachazara. Shehiyah is all the halakhas about leaving food on the blech before Shabbos. All the halachas about leaving anything on the fire before Shabbos, in the oven, on the hot plate, that's shehiyah. And why is that usur in certain cases? Because you might come to stoke the coals. That's a gzera. Shemi yachate. But what about putting items onto a heat source on Shabbos? Rov Rishonim hold, that's not because of a gzera. That's what's called mechzi kimavashel. It looks like cooking. You're taking something out of the fridge, you're putting it onto the hot plate. I'm not paskening at all now. I'm just saying, it looks like you're cooking. So that's a malacha drabanan. That's not a gzera drabanan. It's a malacha drabanan. So there might be differences between gzera drabanan and malacha drabanan. So just Rav Schechter in that piece, it could be what Rebbe means is that gzera might be mutter. Banish mashas. Malachas drabanan would not be mutter. Again, but the Rishonim already here point out that this is not a across-the-board hefter, because these three drabanan are also during banish mashas. There are certain limited ones that are allowed. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. We just defended Shitas Rava and said, usage idea tchak. You know, the Gemara wanted to ask on him, hey, Shmei Tashmis. Well, they know maybe it's not called a usage. So we just defended him. So now the Gemara continues. V'lo tema d'chuyi kamadchino l'cha. And don't think that we just defended, but we really don't believe it. Ela dafka kamino l'cha. We do believe it. A usage that is with difficulty is not called a usage. How do you know that? From a different source, it's not. The Mishnah says later on, imhaya rakak mayim. If there is a puddle of water, halavai. We just started saying Marat Hagashem. Halavai, there should be puddles. If there's a puddle of water, and people walk through it, it's a puddle that people don't walk around, people walk through. Hazorek latocha talad amaschayev. So if you throw something in that puddle, you're going to be chayev, because that's Rishus Harabim. That's called Rishus Harabim, because people walk through it. The kamahu rakak mayim, pachas biyitzvachim. As long as it's less than 10 tfachim deep. So that's still called Rishus Harabim. If you throw it in there, Dalal Amas, Rishus Harabim, you're going to be chayiv. Vera, and then the Mishnah ends off. Verakak mayim shar Rishus Harabim mahaleches bo, and a puddle that people walk through. Hazoik latocha, Dalal Amas chayiv. If you throw something into it, you're chayiv. Sounds like an exact repeat of the previous line. Right, if you read that's the whole Mishnah. So Bishlama Rakak Rakak Tre Zimni. I understand why it has to mention the puddle two times. Why Chad Bimosak Chama V'Chad Bimosak Shamin? Maybe the Mishnah is telling me it applies in this halacha applies in the rainy season and in the summer. Why would I have? Why do I need both? As follows, Vitzricha Di'Yashmina Bimosak Chama. If the Mishnah only told me that the puddle is considered Rishus Harabim in the summer, the avidi inshi l'karin avshayu. So there, okay, I understand, because people walk through it to cool themselves off. That's why it's considered Rishus Harabim. I will be most aksham, maybe low, but maybe in the rainy season, people would be more averse to walking through it, and therefore it would not be called Rishus Harabim. And therefore, it would be called Rishus Hayachid. V'yeshmin of Yimosak Shamim, and if I only had the halacha of Yimosak Shamim, agav demitnif mikri v'nachis, I'm already dirty. What's the big deal? So I'll walk through the puddle. I'll walk through the mud. Avol Yimosak Chamalo, but in the summer months, I wouldn't. So tzricha, that's why you need the Mishnah to mention the case of Rakak Mayim twice, to teach me once in the summer and once in the winter. Elahiluch hiluch trei zimni lamali. But what do you have to have that extra phrase of Rishus Harabim Mahaleches bo twice? Just say that once. I would know it is referring to the second case. Elav shmamino, what must be the emphasis of saying people walk through it? It must be to teach me, shiluch idea tchak, shmei hiluch tashmish, idea tchak, lo shmei tashmish, shmamino. People walking through with difficulty, that's considered Rishus Harabim. People using something with difficulty, that's not called Rishus Harabim. So Rava learns his halacha from the Mishnah later on. Period. Okay, there's more to talk about, but let's first continue. And then if we have time, we'll get back to some Durabanans during Banish Mashas. I'm Rav Yehuda, a little bit more. Says Rav Yehuda, Haizir Zatakani. Somebody has a bundle of reeds. Bundle of reeds. Rama Vizakfe, Rama Vizakfe. Imagine a huge bundle of weeds that are too heavy to pick up. Right? Imagine somebody has a sukkah tarp that you rolled up and you have to bring it somewhere. Right? So what do? And you don't have anybody else to help you. So you pick up one end and you push that one end so it flips over and it turns over and it moves. And then you get the other end and you keep flipping it over on the street. You never pick it up from the ground. One end is always on the ground. Is that called a hotza'a? If one end never leaves the ground, you just keep flipping it over, says Rabbi Yehuda, no. lo mechayev. That is not called an ahakira and hanacha ad akarle. Right? It doesn't work. Until you lift it up, it's not going to work. Tosas points out, if you drag the whole thing, that is going to work. That is called a hotza, even though you didn't lift it up. Because there you move the entire item at once. Here, there's always an end that doesn't move. At any one flip, one end is not moving from where it is. So that's why dragging it, you're going to be chayev on Shabbos. But flipping it, right, like here, this just keep flipping this, right, that is not going to be chayev. So Amar Mar, Amar Adam Omid Al Hiskopa, no to me by Elias Venosin Lo, right, we have this in the Brisa, back on Dav Vav. A person could stand on the threshold, which we said is a Makom Ptur, take from the inside and bring it to him. Take from the outside and bring it to him. No to me, Anim Venosin Lo. So Hiskopa in mind, status of threshold are we talking about? Ilema iskopas rishos harabim. Are we talking about the iskopa that has the status of rishos harabim? That doesn't work. Notami balabayis hamafik mirishos yachid rishos harabim. It can't be the status of rishos harabim. Ve'al iskopas rishos yachid. So what's the threshold? Rishos yachid? No til min ha'ani. Hakama ayel mirishos harabim rishos yachid. So what status does this iskopa have? Ela iskopas karmelis. It must be this kopa is a carmelist. So no same no sin lechachila. So if he's serving at Yisab, 1 minute. It's you're still doing it as a drabanan. So ella is kopa makom ptur ba'almahu. It must be a makom ptur, as we just said. Kondeles be dalid al dalid. It must be a case of dalid al where it does not, it's not dalid al dalid. Techiha, techiyasar of dimi am rabbi yochanan. Makom shein bo dalid al dalid tfachim. Mutu lebnei rishas hayachid. Ulebnei rishas harabim lakase v'lov. Ubevacho lo yachlifu. As we had before. If you have a makom that's less than dalid al dalid, everybody could use it. As long as you don't switch, Rashi had the 2 days earlier. Don't switch either because of Zilzul or because of Xera, you might go straight. But either way, a Makom Ptur is mutter. Period. I wanted to mention 2 points. Let's just do these 2 points and then maybe we'll continue with this tomorrow. Number one, there is a Machlokas Rishonim. Porn Machlokas Rishonim. That's mentioned on the top of the Amud. I didn't get to mention it. Remember the case we had about pulling something out of the bar? If it's less than 9 tvachim, it's okay. Are you allowed to carry something less than Dalet Amos and Rishos HaRabim? Is there anything wrong with that? I want to carry something less than Dalet Amos and Rishos HaRabim. So the Rambam and other Rishonim say, Mutter! It's Mutter. He didn't do anything. Less than Dalet Amos and Rishos HaRabim. So that is Mutter. The Rashba quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah on our Gemara right here and says, our Gemara is a Raya that it's Mutter. Because you're allowed to take the thing out of the pit. Right? You're allowed to. It's less than Dalet Amos. Right? So it must be that it's Mutter. The Rashba himself is not so sure. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, and he quotes the Raivan and says he thinks it's Asa L'Chadchila, because there's another way to work out this Gemara, but that's an important Machlokas Rishonim. We paskin Mutter. Shulchan Aruch paskin Mutter. You're allowed to carry something less than Dalet Amos within Rishus HaRabim. Right? That is one Machlokas. The other issue is, in Shin Mem Beis, in Shulchan Aruch, Kol hadvarim sheim asurim midivrei sofrim lo gazra leim ben hashmashas. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shita of Rebbe that any drabanans are mutter. But again, the poskim say, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't take this so seriously. Lishna to kol lavdafka. The yesh dvarim sheim asurim midivrei sofrim lo gazra ben hashmashas. Af letzorach mitzvah. Lahavir pachas pachas b'dalad amas. Vatam. Why? Because many malachas drabanan are covered with malacha daraisis. And therefore, don't take this so seriously call. There is very limited. We generally don't do drabanans even during Banash Mashas. The one big heter that there is Amir La'akum. And I'll just end with this. There's even a fascinating Magen Avram. The Magen Avram talks about what happens if a woman is rushed and all of a sudden she realizes she didn't light candles and it's after the 18 minutes. Should she get a non-Jew to light candles for her? Halakas Neiros. So the Magen Avram says yes, and she could even make a bracha on it. Unbelievable. Even those poskim that might say you could get a non-Jew to light your candles for you, they wouldn't say a bracha. They wouldn't say a bracha. The Magen Avraham holds that if it's Ben HaShmashas, Amir Lakim is butter during Ben HaShmashas, right? So she could light the candles and she could even make a bracha on it. Why? Because he obviously holds that Halakas Neiros is about the result and not about the Maisa. Right? That is the, where does he parallel it to? I think, I haven't seen it in a while, but I think the Magen Avraham quotes the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim holds the same idea by Ma'akeh. Is there a bracha on the mitzvah of ma'akeh? So some Rishonim say there's no bracha, because it's just preventing danger. The Machane Ephraim says, no, you make a bracha on ma'akeh, even if non-Jews put it up for you. you could still make a bracha because it's on the result of creating a safe environment. So the Magen Avraham by Halakas Neir Shabbos of a guy and the Machan Ephraim of Makeh, they both say you can make a bracha on the act done by a non-Jew. We generally don't assume that way, but that is the Magen Avraham in terms of malachas done during Bein Hashmashos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we finish up issues of Hotzah, and then we get into Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana, what you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos, types of meals. We get back to Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Chova. All amazing in Yonim coming up in the next couple of daf. We even have some Agadah coming up. So, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.